Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
I'm trying to work out how to cross over to Hot 100 FM Darwin because I'm on the line with them right now. That's our sister station up there in Darwin, and I am joining them on air. We're going to cross over radio stations for a second because they are also doing the FebFit Step Challenge that we're doing at the moment, and they are only just ahead of us over in Darwin, and they have quite a bigger, much bigger population than us in the Riverland. So I'm just trying to get this this set up over here so we can hear Hot 100 FM Darwin because I'm on the phone. Oh, I think we're on air. All right, let me switch it over.
Scudder.
Oh, yes. Hello. How are you going?
Good morning. Good,
mate. Great to hear from you again. You know, we were just saying, you know, we hear from you all the time. You got the biggest fro in the biz at the moment.
Yeah, best in the biz. Afro. Full of attitude, though.
I miss you guys.
Miss you, mate. But at the moment, I feel like we're bitter enemies because I was just telling Danny about the phone call we had the other day where you threw down a challenge for this step challenge.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, down here in the little old Riverland with a population of, oh, I don't know, less than 40,000 people, I was just looking at the leaderboard for the step challenge, and we are, no pun intended, hot on your heels, Darwin.
Really?
Oh, well.
We are. I mean, we've been punching above our weight the whole time, but we are very close. It was closer. I think you've just pulled ahead, but there's only a few hundred thousand in it. And we could easily catch you.
That's a lot, though. Really, it is. You might as well just give up now. Just sit down. Yeah. Sit down, Barry. Take a seat.
Well, I've been thinking about this, Barry, and, you know, you represent Barry to us and to the people of Darwin. And there's two things I have to point out about Barry. One, no one owns cars, so of course your steps are going to be up.
Oh, okay.
That's true, yes.
And Two, it's very hot up here, so walking is actually quite hard.
Oh, I mean, we've got a couple of 38s and 39s this week, and people are still getting out there walking. So I don't think it's going to stop anyone. This one lady, she's number one on our leaderboard at the moment, Cindy, shout out to her. She walks 10Ks every morning before work. And then she runs 10Ks at night as well, every day.
How many steps a day is that?
Well, at the moment, she's on 700,000 for the 15 days.
Oh, my goodness. Because I think the best that we've got is probably Big Boss Sarah, and she does about 10,000 a day, maybe 16 if we're lucky.
No. Well, Cindy needs a hobby. But
come on. That's nasty.
But we have some superpowers here, and I'm happy to put that challenge down. But, Scudder, we don't make really any money in radio, so I want to offer you an alternative to this.
Oh, please.
I have a car that's still in Port Augusta, which is pretty close to Barry, a couple of hours away.
Yeah.
If you beat us, if Barry beats us in the step challenge, you can have it.
Whoa. It's not like a little Datsun 120.
It's a convertible.
It's a sub convertible.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I'm put a car.
Oh, actually, if you win, do I have to give you my car?
No, I've seen your car. No, if we win, Brent, somehow he has to make your car appear up here because I know you're having some problems getting it to us.
Oh,
it'd be nice if he just drove it to us, wouldn't it?
I feel like that's too much.
Really? Am I really pushing the boundaries?
You know what? Actually,
you said he had superpowers in that afro. He can make anything happen.
Scudder, what do you think's a fair throwdown for us if we win?
Yeah, you know what? I could make it happen. You know what? It's a convertible going straight up the guts down the middle of Australia. I reckon that'd be a nice old drive for a few days.
Have your afro blowing in the breeze.
It's the worst that could happen.
I can think of several things. Yeah. Scudder, all right, the challenge has been laid down. Get ready to get your steps on because there's a convertible on the line.
Wow, I cannot wait to own a convertible Saab. I'd love to.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us on the show, man.
Thanks, guys.
Well, there you go.
I feel really guilty now. I probably shouldn't have suggested that. It was just a joke.
Now it's too late.
It was just like a... Now, I don't want Scudder to come here or take our jobs.
Hey, I've been a whole car.
All right, I'm back. All right, they're gone. I'm back. What just happened? sorry, hang on. So Brent's just offered me his car, his convertible car, if we get more steps than Darwin. But if we don't get more steps than Darwin, then I have to deliver his car to Darwin? I'm not driving. I mean, I said I would, but I don't think I will. Let me Google it. Can't be that far, right? Straight up the middle of Australia. In a convertible? Might be all right. Okay, this is incentive, if nothing else. To get onto magic931.com.au and join the FebFitStep Challenge. Please, I do not want to drive this car to Darwin.